This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Consider another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being just part of the conversation. Seriously, get informed. You get informed and things will just get so much better. Because you'll be able to push back. You'll be able to say, hey, that's not quite right. Whatever that is, that's not quite right. And that's what you want to be able to do. You want to be able to push back. You want to be able to fight back for a better way, for a better way to put it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE if you want to have a conversation. 855-732-5563. Head up to JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. And, you know what? Get involved. Get involved in the chat room up there. Smarter people than myself are in the chat room, and they got a lot to say. Really, they keep you on a straight and narrow as much as they can. Anyway, all right. Let me see. What do we got going on? I got so many stories I want to deal with. The Washington D.C. AG, Attorney General. He said that you cannot prosecute your way out of crime. Yeah, you heard me. You cannot prosecute your way out of crime. In other words, you can't arrest criminals, you can't put them in jail, you can't take them to court or put them in jail, because it's not going to help. Really? Not going to help. Got it. So if they know they can get away with things, consistently get away with things, that'll make them stop. Like, oh my God, you know, they'll sit back there one day and go, hey, I don't know if that was right. I don't know if punching that girl in the face was right. I don't know if, you know, stealing that watch was right. And they'll eventually, you know, yeah. So Washington D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab, he has made, but listen, they voted this guy in. Let's see if they actually do something about it. He infuriated residents after claiming the city's rampant crime crisis cannot be dealt with through law and order. I'm telling you, they're twisted. There's something wrong with them. I mean, really. Angry residents met with community leaders in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday for a panel to discuss the rise of violent crime in the city, specifically among juveniles. That's when he made his comment. As residents voiced their concerns for frustrations, the Democrats suggested that if district residents want to be safer in the long run, they must take preventative measures rather than arrest and prosecute. What would those measures be? You're not allowed to carry a gun, right? If you try to protect yourself in your home, they'll come after you. We as a city and a community need to be much more focused on prevention and surrounding youth people, these young people and their families with resources. If we want to be safer, what are those resources? What are you suggesting you give them? How do you give them? I mean, you're making no sense because you're not giving proof of what does work and how they can make it work. Now, this is a look. This is nothing more than a pro-crime policy. You're okay with the crime, period. Republican House Judiciary Committee also posted a response after the recent statistics reveal robberies in D.C. are up 11% in 31 days. Will Reinhart, National Press Secretary for the National Republican Congressional Committee, he wrote that Schwab's comment was beyond parody. I mean, I'd like to know what he smoked before he made the comment, frankly. He goes on to say, I would suggest you try prosecuting and arresting your way out of some of this. Now, here's the funny thing about this, right? Crime was lower before they took on this viewpoint. So how do you sit there with a straight face and you say prosecuting crime doesn't work yet? While you were prosecuting crime, it was much lower than it is today. Anybody home between the years with this guy or what? I have to ask. Anyway, Abigail Jackson, communications director of Senator Josh Hawley, responded to his claim by saying, yeah, actually, you can. I love this. Gabriel Rubenstein, a spokesperson for the DCAG's office, told the local news source that he's laser-focused on making D.C. safer. Well, see, this is where you have to really, like, parse what they're saying. What he should have said is what he really meant. He's laser-focused on making D.C. safer for criminals. That's really what he meant. Making sure that the law-abiding citizens don't have the resources they need to protect themselves, that they don't have the police department staffed properly enough to protect them, and they're just going to have to deal with it. This stuff, you got to just stop, but you people vote for them. I'm sorry, you vote for them. Now, maybe you're with that one person or the half a dozen people that didn't vote for this guy. But what did you do to make sure he didn't get in or doesn't get back in again? I have totally, after doing the show for almost 15 years, I have totally lost, I won't say lost respect for the American people. I don't mean it that way. I'm not upset anymore. I'm not sympathetic to your cause. When you keep voting the same people in again, over and over and over again, it causes you this pain, causes you this heartache. You can't blame it on us. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
Okay, here I am talking to myself again. I am back. Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROGUE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be, part of the conversation. That's where we win. We win when you're informed. We win when you push back with information. Right? Just saying. Anyway, like I said, 855-ROGUE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, get informed. All right, we're talking about how the AG in Washington, D.C. claims that you're safer by not prosecuting. Claims that you're safer by not trying to put people in jail. Now, I don't know about you. You know, I don't even know where to go with this. Anybody with two functioning brain cells knows this can't be true in any way, shape, manner, or form. Now, he is talking about, you know, we need to do some preventative stuff. Includes, you know, teaching kids and, all right, I got it. I'm with you. You do it in line with, you don't stop protecting people till you catch up on the other end. This is, you know, he's talking about not prosecuting juveniles. No, you should prosecute them. You should hold them accountable. You don't throw juveniles in jail with, you know, seasoned criminals. But you've got to do something to let them know this is not acceptable behavior and it's going to cost you. Right? Because they it all just helps them move forward in their criminal career if you don't do something about it. He goes on to say, prosecution, however, by definition, takes place after a crime has occurred. Does that really make the district safer? We need to focus on stop crime before it happens. Well, look, then figure out that criminals, a lot of times, they do crime because they know they can get away with it, or they believe they can get away with it. What are you waiting for? Right? When you talk about serious offenses, He doesn't even want to prosecute them on that. He goes on to say, prosecution, however, by definition, takes place after crime has occurred and truly make the district safer. We need to focus on stopping crime before it happens first. Prevention efforts can't replace effective policing and prosecution, but they need to be administered equally. And that will make D.C. safer in the long run. Yes. How does that work? How is it working out for you? It's not. You even hear the D.C. commentators, the news people, petrified. You've got companies in D.C. that are telling their employees, you know, I see them, they come across my desk, you know, email after email, where they're telling people not to leave the building for lunch. It's unsafe to walk around and even go to your favorite restaurant. How does that making D? How are your policies making D.C. safer? I'm so confused. It's no different than some of you heard that Governor Newsom, or Newsom, as I lovingly call him, he was in the store when the store, got robbed, right? Somebody walked out with all kinds of booze and such. And when he asked the cashier, why aren't you stopping that person? She looked at him and said, because of the governor. I told him point blank, you know what? We can't. You can stop them. You can ask them to stop. You can even tackle them. But then what happens? Please don't show up. They're not charged with anything and forced to come back. What is it? Somebody knows better than I do. Under like $940 bucks here in California, you can steal up to. You don't do jail time. You don't get arrested if the police get there. If they get there in time, they'll write you a ticket. Whoa. It's just amazing. And he wasn't having it. He kept saying to her, that's not true. But it is true. Does he not know the laws that he signs? Are they maybe they're tricking him. That might be true. Right? Maybe they're tricking him. I don't buy for a minute. Then he didn't know what he was signing. Then he didn't know what would happen. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. So you see, and they ran it again. California, the proof that they hate, and I do mean hate, Christians. First, it was remember when Newsom shut down during COVID-19? He especially went up to churches to shut them down. And the comment that he doesn't have any respect for Bible-believing or God-believing people. As he said, when I open up the sports arenas, I'll open up the churches again. So he sees it as a sport. Recreational thing that we do, kind of, sort of. But a Christian cake designer is facing full wrath of the California government because she follows the Bible teachings on marriage. The sort of anti-Christian targeting is something that's been written about over and over and over again. It's gone in front of the Supreme Court. California doesn't care. They love wasting your time. If you're in California, you know... If you haven't figured out yet, they love wasting your tax money on lawsuits. Love it. Kathy Miller, the owner of Tastries in Bakersfield, California, She's appealing a California Civil Rights Department ruling that determined that she had discriminated against a pair of lesbians in 2017. Hello? Well, they just get mad about it. Right? She declined to create a wedding cake for the and refer the couple to another baker in town. So they were not, they were able to get services. They weren't, it wasn't like they couldn't get services. Now, the California Superior Court of Kern County ruled in favor of Miller's rights to freedom of religion. And now the Civil Rights Department, so now the Civil Rights Department steps in above the court. They're not supposed to be above the court, are they? Now, Thomas More Society is representing Miller, and they say that the Civil Rights Department persists in accusing Miller and her company of intentionally discriminating against two women for their sexual orientation. It is a violation of under the Civil Rights Act. In the 7 years since California Civil Rights Department first took legal action, right, Miller and her staff have lost business. They've been accused of being bigoted and racist, criminally harassed, and even targeted by death threats. See, this is where conservatives, where Christians, where religious people as a whole, you need to start ordering from them. You need to support them. Because the government's going to dictate what your beliefs are or aren't. I said it, you guys call me nuts. They're going to dictate what you can drive, what you can't drive, gas versus electric. They're going to dictate what goes into your home, right? Again, gas versus electric. They're going to dictate the kind of foods you can eat. And they're doing that already. Banning certain foods, allowing certain foods, trying to do away with all-out meat. They think you're healthier eating a near-plant burger that requires over 70 processes, 70 chemicals to make it taste palatable, as opposed to a hamburger that has beef in it. Figure that one out. Help me figure that one out. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A federal judge in California is rejecting a lawsuit by pro-Palestinian groups seeking to force the Biden administration's hand. They want the White House to put a stop to the Israeli military offensive in Gaza, which has left more than 26,000 Palestinian civilians dead. In dismissing the case, the judge said he did not have jurisdiction over the matter. If your kids consume energy drinks, their brain might be at risk. According to new research, those who drank energy drinks with caffeine or stimulants in them had a higher risk of mental health issues, including attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. Actor Alec Baldwin has pleaded not guilty to involuntary manslaughter charges in the fatal shooting of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins on the New Mexico movie set of Rust. Baldwin waived his arraignment and entered the plea in a court document that was filed Wednesday. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Hey, it helps with me. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Look, that is not a bit that I do. I mean, some of you think I'm just being funny. I can't be funny, but that's beside the point. No, seriously, I just keep hitting the wrong buttons on the board. So I'm sitting here yakking away, trying to figure out why nobody's responding, and you know what? Anyway, we're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always, always, always. A pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, getting involved, getting engaged, right? Okay, so we're talking about the California baker that the California, what's it called? Civil Rights Department has decided to bring charges against. Now, they refused to make a cake for a lesbian couple back in 2017. Apparently, the California Civil Rights Department thinks that this is a hate crime. So nobody's supposed to have any convictions other than the ones prescribed by the state. And the Supreme Court's already ruled on this a dozen times now, or a half a dozen times to be closer to accurate. So this is nothing more than a waste of taxpayer dollars, and they know it. And law firms will take this on for free. They'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. California, as usual in these things, will get slapped again, just like they did when Newsom shut down. You know, it's funny how they complain about the Republicans not following the Supreme Court rulings, right? But when the Supreme Court ruled that Gavin had to open up the churches, he basically told them to go pound sand. He didn't open up the churches. He wasn't interested in what they had to say. So it was okay for him because he knew he was right and righteous with it, or believed himself to be. But when the shoe's on the other foot, they're terrible people. Did you notice? Don't you know that? The 7 years since the California Civil Rights Department first took legal action against Miller for her Christian beliefs. Miller and the staff, they've lost business. They've been accused of being bigoted, racist. They've been harassed. All that's okay, right? And yet, all right, you need to stop, you Christians, you need to stop folding. You need to stop giving in. You need to make sure that your rights are protected, as well as anybody else's. Not like these people were not able to get their cake. They didn't have to go that far for it. Matter of fact, this person, this Christian baker, gave them the name of other bakers in town that would be more than happy to do the work for them. But I think we should be a little smarter about it. Okay? Seriously. I think what we ought to do is you should have a sign, whether you're a photographer, a baker, or whatever, in your place of business on the wall that says, if you come in here and force me to do something against my religious belief, I will take the money that you spend here and I will give it to some Christian organization that believes in traditional values. So that way there, now you're giving them the choice. Okay, you want to force me to do this cake for you? I'm going to take the money that you give me and I'm going to give it to this organization over here, in this case, that fully supports traditional marriage. So if you would like to donate to that, then go for it. Matter of fact, I'll even donate the money in your name for you. I guarantee you this will come to a screeching halt. I wouldn't force them to do it. I wouldn't. If I went into a baker that was owned by a lesbian couple or a gay couple, and I said, I don't know, I want a cake that says, the Bible says that marriage is between a man and a woman, period, end of discussion. And if they looked at me and said, hey, you know what, I really can't do that. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in your God. I don't believe in that saying. I would just look at them and go, okay, well, I'm sorry. Sorry you feel that way, and have a nice day. And I would leave. I wouldn't try to sue them into doing it. It's not the right thing to do. Under enormous pressure from the LGBTQ community to embrace the ideology of sexual and gender radicals, many Christians fold, according to Wyndham. They prefer to say nothing rather than risk being labeled as a bigot or a hater or whatever. But these people are stepping up for their rights, their religious rights. Right? Kathy Miller, who stand firm under the hailstorm from the left, they maintain fidelity to their Christian belief and to the truth of their scripture. The faithful, the body of Christ, should stand in prayer with Kathy. I love that. I'm glad you want to stand up. But if you live anywhere within driving distance, you should do more than just stand in prayer with them. You have the ability to get there, buy your cakes, buy whatever you need to buy from them to help them out, help them make the money they need to stay open. Right? Miller is a devout Christian. She established guidelines that were in accordance with her faith, her sincere religious belief. That she didn't come upon this belief 5 days before these people came in and wanted the cake. It didn't work that way. A lot of Christian people I know that really truly sold out to Christ, they open these businesses, and they believe they're opening them to glorify God. They believe that they're opening them so they can speak about God, right, and give God the glory in their success. So it is a sincere belief. And because of the symbolism of a wedding cake, and Miller's biblical belief that marriage is intended to be between one man and one woman, when they were approached to make the cake, they told the person that. And she gave them the name of another baker. A few weeks later, she found herself under investigation by the Department of Fair Employment and Housing. Well, they've renamed that to the California Civil Rights Department. I don't know whose civil rights they're protecting, but... Now, Kathy didn't intend to cause any harm. She was just trying to follow her faith and her conscience. That's why they got an attorney. And I'm telling you, it wasn't like, get out of here, you heathenistic blah, 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 blah. So I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't do that because of my religious belief. But here is a place that, you know, they do great work, and they'll be more than happy to do this for you. Right? Now, they were able to buy anything they wanted in the store. The woman, they could come in there, they could buy their own cake, they could buy whatever they wanted to. But you have to understand, and this is what you don't get. If you're not a believer, if you're not a God believer, you just don't get this. these people have a belief, a love, and a respect for God. So you can't ask them to celebrate your sin, so to speak. You can't ask them to say, oh, I rejoice with you, because they see that as a sinful act, and they don't want you to commit sin. They don't want you to have to suffer the consequences for sin. That's their belief system. They're not just looking at you, calling you names, and hating on you. That's not how it works. And if more of us would put the message out in that light, it would be totally different. And Del Keem, senior counsel at the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty, said that targeting a family-run bakery because of the owner's religious belief, it's just nothing more than mean-spirited. It's also illegal. You know, if you made it, like, we already have the ruling from the Supreme Court. They have already ruled on this now, like I said, a half a dozen times. So when you go into these things, and again, you sue these people hoping to break them financially, knowing it's going to be a burden on them, I think you should be allowed to countersue. They know. They know what the rulings are. This is not the... they didn't find a religion on Tuesday and decide they weren't going to bake the cake on Wednesday. They've been living out their belief system for quite some time. And they shouldn't have to give it up because you don't like it. Because you don't agree with it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. this falls right in line with what I talked about before. Yeah, I've always joked around about those of you who don't see what the big deal is for those of us who prefer Merry Christmas over Happy Holidays. I've always said, because, you know, it's there, right? It's Christmas is there. It's what the original intent was. And for you to make it Happy Holidays, you encompass too many. Yes, it's way too inclusive. Because even though Christmas is open to anybody, Christ is open to anybody, Christian church is open to anybody, it's supposedly not inclusive enough. But then we get into February. You have many holidays in February. Valentine's Day, President's Day, President's birthdays. Right? Why don't we say same thing for Valentine's night? Say, you know, Happy Holidays, honey. With all the holidays you have in there. Why does that have to be special? And by the way, for you atheists, go look up who Valentine was. St. Valentine, actually. So I'm seeing your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Bacini, your host. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It does make everything so much better, kind of so much better, kind of sort of so much better. Seriously. You know, when you have the information, I always say this, and I believe it wholeheartedly. When you have all the information you need, then, you know, you can, I don't want to say fight back, but you definitely can push back. And you push back with facts. You don't push back with ideology. You don't spew your party line. If you've been listening to the show any length of time, you know I'm a Republican, a conservative Republican. And I don't spew the party line. I don't even toe the party line. I make a lot of people in my party crazy, just out of their minds crazy. And the reason behind it, again, I won't toe the line for them. Or for my, if I do something, I do it because I believe in it. If I get behind somebody, I do it because I believe in it. If I want to give somebody my endorsement or my support. Right? I don't do it because the party wants me to. Makes no sense whatsoever to do that. I can't sit here and spew to you that we need the best person for the job. We need the best person in these seats. Right? And then only vote Republican or only vote for people in my party. And if there's nobody, I vote nobody. That's just not true. It doesn't work that way. And I got all kinds of stories around people that were better for the job than the Republican was, and many people voted for the Republican and then weren't very happy afterward. Right? 855 Real Joe. I'm only lying. I'm Alan. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Because if you're not part of the solution, then you're part, as I always say, you're part of the problem. I've come to the conclusion that the latest version, latest generation of elected officials who swear to uphold the Constitution of the country and of the state don't know what that means. They have absolutely no clue when you get up there and you've agreed, again, you've agreed to hold them, hold up the principles of the country. So, when they swear to take on the to uphold the Constitution, do they really know what that means? A Democrat representative out of Tennessee today refused to lead the Tennessee House Legislature in the Pledge of Allegiance. My question would be, if you can't pledge allegiance to this country, you were voted into that seat to uphold the principles of this country and that state under this country. Right? I would support a constitutional amendment that would say that if you can't support this country, if you can't support the flag, the country, for our laws, our constitution, you need to leave. I'm not saying the country. You need to leave your position. Now, Representative Justin Jones issued a statement about refusing to lead the Tennessee House Legislature and pledge. He goes on to say that, I declined to lead the pledge of allegiance with my Republican colleagues who have attacked liberty and justice for all when it comes to people of our state and continue to support a man for president who incited an insurrection. They just love these phony lines, don't they? Against our nation. It's ironic that the same legislator who championed Confederate flags and monuments now want to lecture others. Actually, your party championed the Confederate flag. Your party designed that flag. Your party fought under that flag. These people are so delusional. He goes on to say, now they want to lecture others about what patriotism should look like? I mean, really? So they're real fast at pointing the finger around. And you want to talk about no comment from these people at all whatsoever about what's going on at the border. How his party and leaders in his party are fighting tooth and nail to open that border wide up so people can come in from anywhere, anyhow, to do any damage. Right? He doesn't care. And that's what we need to get back to. I mean, you need to go read some of the stuff our founding fathers wrote about this country. And then insurrection. Give it a rest. It's actually kind of funny to listen to them. Because they'll say the same thing about Joe Biden. You have absolutely no proof that Joe Biden got the money. Well, actually, we do. I mean, it went through five different accounts to get there, but we have proof that it made it there. But because it didn't go directly in his account, they don't want us to bring up the fact that Joe benefited from the Chinese money from his son. And to show you that this guy has absolutely none understanding of history, thinking that the Confederate flag had something to do with Republicans, just shows you how ignorant to the country he actually is. You got elected under the Constitution that you refused to uphold. You got elected by people who are protected by that flag that you find offensive, that you don't want to work side by side with somebody because they're Republicans, because they because they stand up for Donald Trump. You know what? These people who say that he was a racist, he said this, he said that, I love it. I think it's hilarious. You voted for Joe Biden and Jimmy Carter, right, and LBJ, three of the biggest racists that ever come out of the Democrat Party. You've got it on video. You've got it on audio. You have copies of their written speeches. Their god, Roosevelt, wouldn't take a picture. First of all, he didn't want to be with a black man and refused to ever take a picture of himself with a black man in the White House. I'm sorry, I think that's racist. Maybe I'm not well educated. I don't know. And then you got LBJ. If you don't know what he said about the black community, if you don't understand what he said, then the public education system did you wrong, or you were high the whole time through high school. I'm not playing these games anymore with the listeners. And for you Dems who like to listen and make snide comments about what I say in my local community, hey, I want you to talk about this, since we're always pegged as the racist. The longest filibuster in U.S. history. Can you first imagine the time frame here. Longest history, or filibuster in U.S. history, was 75 days. 75 days. Now, I'm remiss. I don't know if that was in a row. I don't know if that was for the active session. 75 days. There's 20 working days in a month. So if it was only for the working days, if you would, it was over 3 months. Right? If it was in a row, yeah, it's a little over 2 months. Took place for 75 days. It took place in 1964. Who was in control? Who was there? That's right. Democrats tried to block the Civil Rights Act. Not Republicans. Don't give me the switch party thing, because if parties switched, are you actually going to try to tell me that Jimmy Carter was a Republican that became a Democrat? I don't get it. You can't prove any of this. And it's not even a matter. It's not just not true. It's not a matter of proving it. It's not true, period. So, again, I say to you, if you can't pledge allegiance to this country, yet take advantage of its constitution so you can get elected to a seat, use this constitution to your advantage without really understanding, loving the country, and truly willing to stand up for things. You may not even like it. I vote on stuff as an elected official that I personally don't agree with. But it's what the constituents want. It's within the law. And I can't fight it any other way. Whether you like it or not, this is a representative government. It's not a dictatorship. I believe that's why I keep winning my elections. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. If you got a point, you got a point. If you want to prove it's within the law, then I'll vote for it within the law. But to say, I won't vote with my Republican colleagues. Now, they've been voted in. The people want them. So what you're saying is, you don't care what the people want. You don't care who they chose to represent, because you don't agree with it. You've now become, you know, judge, jury, and executioner. You are now the god of the house, aren't you? That president did not incite a riot. There's absolutely no proof. And if you had the proof, if the J6 committee had the proof, they wouldn't have gotten rid of so many videos. They wouldn't have shredded so many pieces of paper. What are they hiding? Shine the light. Show what bigots we really are. Where's the videos? Joe Basilio, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B coming up in the next hour.